Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. This week, coming from Geneva at the end of an extraordinary long 5 days of negotiations, they've got the deal that they came for. But here's a question. Slam dunk for the Yanks? It's a tempting headline. There's some truth in it, but it's too early to write it. The Western powers who came here to negotiate with Iran, well, they went away with what they came for. The interim agreement does not accept the right to enrich uranium. The Iranians have agreed they will not enrich uranium to 20% purity. Its existing stockpiles, enriched to 20%, will be blended down. Tehran will not increase its stockpiles of uranium enriched to 3.5% during the six-month duration of the agreement. The heavy water plutonium plant at Arak will not open next year as planned. And Iran will not introduce any new centrifuges. All of the above will be monitored by UN inspectors. Now, the Iranian team is able to return home claiming its right to enrich has not been expressly challenged, and that in its view sanctions have been seen to fail as they have been, albeit partially, relaxed. Now, the EU foreign chief, Baroness Ashton, may have led the talks, but behind that was American diplomacy and the threat of American military power. However, the slam-dunk headline cannot yet be written because the ink is barely dry on the agreement and it has yet to be put to the test. If, as the hawks in Congress, the Gulf states and Israel suspect, the Iranians are simply playing the Americans and they intend to build a nuclear weapon in a clandestine manner, this centerpiece of President Obama's foreign policy will be in tatters and his reputation along with it. However, the US-Iran back-channel negotiations, revealed by the Associated Press this week, well, they suggest that the relative thaw in the icy relationship between the two countries is real. The thinking behind this interim agreement is to use it as the foundation for a comprehensive agreement within 6 months. Then, if that's achieved, they build to create what has long been called the Grand Bargain, shorthand for détente between Washington, D.C. and Tehran, full recognition of each other, and a welcoming of Iran back into the various organizations of world trade. That's probably for 2015. First, this agreement has to stick through 2014. The foundation has been laid, and now we are to discover if it's built on rock or sand. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.